Hello, welcome to Living La Vida Lockdown, the online comedy chat show hosted by me, Rob Mulholland. We've got another banging lineup of white guys today. Yes, fucking get us on a blog. And today we've got right next to me, Freddie Quinn, returning guest. How you doing, Fred? You all right, mate?
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you ever so much for having me.
It's quite all right, mate. Always a delight to have you, Freddie. And down below him, it is a different man. It's Rob Thomas. How are you doing? You all right?
Hey, less of a beard.
Another returning guest. Good to have you, mate. And below me, it's his first time, but I've been meaning to get him on for a bit, so it's good to have you, mate. It's Roscoe McClelland.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I can't wait to talk for the first time.
Roscoe, tell us about your lockdown. Tell us where you are, mate.
Oh man, I'm up in Glasgow, and I fucking love lockdown, mate.
I thought you would flourish.
Yeah, because right, I don't get why people are like, "Oh, I hate it." I'm like, well, you're not doing your house properly, because my house is where, like, this is where all my favourite stuff is. That's where I thought I'll keep it in this bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously you don't like your stuff, or you don't have good stuff.
Yeah, like my house is pretty sweet. Yeah,
I don't have stuff. I have people. So all my favourite people are out there. So that's
yeah. That is an issue with it. Like are you just with your partner, Roscoe?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
I've already asked you, Rob. Like when you were last on, I remember.
my wife and my dog. I was in Australia for 2 months, and I came back into lockdown. So I feel like I had a nice big holiday, and then now they're like, right, stay in the house and it's not your fault. And I'm like, this is great.
Fair, man. Like, that does sound pretty decent, to be honest. Like, glad you're keeping positive with it, man. Doing a lot of streaming and shit like that, aren't you?
Yeah. Bloody love it.
What are you streaming?
I'm playing Resident Evil 2 at night times on Twitch, and I fucking love it, man. And I get frights.
I can't be doing scary games at night. Honestly, like, it's too much because I'm really stoned by then, and I cannot handle it. Like, I try playing Thief Simulator in the middle of the night, and like, it's like a simulation game when you're a burglar, and like, someone woke up in the house that I was burgling, and I screamed out loud and woke up someone next door, so I had to stop. Like, I just keep to chill games in the night now.
That game just sounds like cultural appropriation for
I'm glad someone said it.
Yeah, thanks for doing it for us. If you can direct your own stereotypes at yourself, that'd be fucking beautiful.
If you say it to yourself, you can get it in before someone else does, then.
That's it, man. Yeah. You got to own that shit, innit? Like, got to own it. Like, when you were in Australia when this started, Roscoe, did you have to, like, travel through the lockdown and shit?
Well, the whole thing about Australia, like, I went to Australia in like start of January. So my main concern when I was there was like, oh, World War 3's kicking off and I'm going to be flying over Iran.
Remember that? That was like 2 months ago that I was genuinely concerned a war was going to kick off like 2 months ago.
I was so excited for Iran having nuclear weapons. It's
like... Yeah, I just think the third one's going to be fucking great.
It's going to be the last one, surely. If we have another war now, that's it over.
I don't know. This is like the Avengers franchise, man. It's going to keep bringing different things in.
Like, if you guys got conscripted, would you go? Freddie, would you go if they conscripted you?
No. There's mate, I don't like going on paintball on a stag do. I'm fucking do that shit. Would I fuck?
Nah, me what too, man.
But what would I fucking give?
What would your excuse be, Freddie?
Honestly, bad back. Genuinely, do you know what? I'd fucking cripple myself. I would cripple myself. I'd cut off my fucking trigger fingers. I'd be like, oh, man.
They'll have new guns that you control with your mind, man. Like, they'll find a way around that.
I wouldn't even, like, mate, like, the thing is as well, is it's not like, with me, I know what my limitations are, and I know that, like, the cardio is not in my game.
Yeah, no, it's like, I don't think that's sort of like carrying a heavy pack, having to walk a long distance, all that sort of stuff, not really a vibe.
Oh, yeah, now climb out of the trench. Excuse me? No, you misunderstand. I live here now.
Mate, like, I would not fit in a trench as well. Like, I'm getting sniped instantly in trench warfare.
Oh, man. I'd be there in a fucking heartbeat. Well, it depends. It depends where they go for the war.
Right, don't want the location.
Yeah, if it's like a kind of, you know, the Russians, you know.
And you need to go Benidorm or something.
If it's somewhere like that, when
no,
nice
it's a
weather.
War in Benidorm, I'm there every year anyway. Yeah, I'm going
to go overtake the strip in Iron Apple. Let's fucking get on it. I wouldn't do it. Like, my whole family are like proper military as well, going way back. Everyone's got medals. Everyone in my family's been in like wars. And okay, I am.
What war was your dad in?
My dad was he fought in like Bosnia and stuff. He was a Royal Marine Commando.
Was he?
Yeah. I bet
he is so disappointed in you.
Well, he hasn't. We haven't spoken in about 17 years, so pretty hard to find out when.
Yeah.
That's why. That's genuinely why. Because 17 years would have put you at how old?
I think I was about 15 or 16 last time I saw him.
Yeah, because that would have been the time where we'd have gone, yeah, he's not joining the army.
even joined the cadets yet.
See, before that, Rob, did he teach you like good ways to like sneak around?
No, he fucked off when I was about 3, so he didn't really teach me much, to be honest. Although, you know, very good at being a Marine, clearly, you know, very, very hard to find. But I can't say I've followed in that path at all. Like, it never interested me at all. Like, I'm really bad at like taking orders or getting up in the morning and like fighting. I'm bad at all those things, really. So like, it's not really for me.
Oh, my family was the opposite of yours. My dad always used to say, when anyone mentioned the army, why would I let you join the army when I can shoot you myself? That was literally. Yeah, that was his whole thing. Like, why would I let anyone else shoot you? I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, I believe that was an actual threat as well.
Yeah, I do as well. I just think he didn't want anyone to take the line. Like, you know, if someone's going to shoot you, I'm going to shoot you eventually. So,
I don't know, but yeah, I never fancied following in those footsteps at all. Like, did not like. And if the war kicks off, I'm definitely going for a conscientious objection or some shit like that. I'll do entertainment corps, right? Like, I know, like, Tony Hancock was in the entertainment corps in World War II because he was already a comedian. So they like flew him around entertaining the troops. I'll do that, right?
Mate, let's be real. You're not getting that gig.
I know. Like, mate, I know. At best, I can do like, you know, I could be a roadie in the entertainment corps, yeah. Innit?
Do the tech.
Yeah. Advise them on lighting. All that sort of thing. But yeah, like, yeah, no, I know I wouldn't be first in line for it. And I imagine I'd get sacked pretty fucking quick from it. But like, just don't take instructions. Well, I'm no use in a fucking army.
Yeah, that's my problem. I can't get told what to do. That just winds me up.
That's not your only problem, though, is it? let's be real. Like, come on, I was honest. It's not the only thing holding you back. It's not, if only I had a slightly different mindset, I'd really flourish in a war. Shut the fuck up.
Mindset and waste, maybe.
Like, Rob's one of these big guys who's convinced he's athletic, though, because, like, you know, he's, yeah. Like, good at, like, you know, like, I know you're, like, decent boxer and stuff like that, Rob, but, like, you're one of these guys who's like, oh, I'm fast over 5 yards, innit?
Lightning over 5 yards.
5 fucking yards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did Freddie say?
I said it's because you cover 5 yards.
First 4 yards in the head. That's why. Put them up there.
Yeah, you have switched on.
Roscoe, what did your parents do? Do you ever want to follow in their footsteps?
I did, really. My dad was an electrician. And then he done bathrooms, and then I went into the, like, I was a plumber, and then I done the bathrooms game. So I done them with him for a while, and then one time I was like, we can't work together anymore because we nearly ended up outside fighting. So that was that. So I just done different bathrooms.
There'll always be bathrooms to do, man.
My mum worked in the tax office, and I've been submitting dodgy tax returns for fucking years, so on our footsteps as well.
Oh, man, are you about to get paid, like, fucking £5 off the government in June? Like, I am fucked from that, because, you know, they're calculating that payment you get off your tax returns that you've been sending the last few years.
Oh, yeah, but it's my own fault. Yeah. I'm the same.
Yeah,
I'm the same, yeah. Fucking.
I don't pay blame anybody. I go, yeah, that's kind of the game that I was playing, to be honest with you. I mean, Amazon Pay, literally fuck all in tax. So without being horrible, I'm not going to fucking pull my weight until they pull theirs. And now the government has gone, well, we'll give you 80% of what you've given us. And I've gone, that's entirely fair, and it's going to fuck me up the arse. And I've got no recourse. So
yeah, massively. I'm the same. Live by the fraud, die by the fraud, innit?
Like, worked out, worst case scenario, it will probably give me about a quarter of what I usually earn.
Yeah, probably me too. That's about me as well, I think. Yeah, if that, like, but yeah, it is what the fucking game is. Like, you know, I don't think you can grumble, can you?
I was even thinking, this is how much I'm into this fucking game. The minute that they announced what they were doing, I instantly started thinking about how I could defraud them out of more money. Instantly, I was like, well, if I only declare the first year and the third year and ignore the second year, but then push them together and say it was an admin mistake, I might make... Do you know what I'm... Because I'm just fucking like that.
No, I genuinely believe, though, like, I don't think... I hate when people are like, right, there's a lot of people having a go at billionaires for not paying their tax who haven't paid the tax themselves. Is it? Yeah, because it's fucking different. Because I'm not a billionaire. Those things are very fucking different.
I'm not a billionaire, mate.
On fucking 24K a year, maybe, if I fiddle my own sums to me, like, when I had a fucking day job, I was earning that. Like, that is not the same fucking thing. I think if you're earning under, like, say, 30K, you have a moral duty to try and fiddle your tax as much as you can.
Okay, just a second. I'm just going to interject there because you're full of shit, right? So are you saying that the reason that you are fiddling your tax is because of a necessity? It's necessary for you to do so in order to make the profit you need to live?
It actually absolutely has been for a couple of years. Okay. Probably not this year.
So in that case, you shouldn't be a comedian. You're not making enough, so you shouldn't be in the game.
Previous debt.
Okay, but you shouldn't be in the game. You shouldn't be, if you're making that little, you shouldn't be in the game. Now I, 100%, as a joke, comedy podcast, in case HMRC are watching, I try and get it as low as possible because I don't like paying tax.
Oh yeah, there's a massive element of that as well.
When Richard Branson goes, I don't like paying tax either, I go, yeah, that's fair enough. Like, I don't, because we're the same.
No, you're not. You're not earning your money in the same way. You're not earning your money in the same way. You go to do a job. You do something to earn that. Richard Branson just owns shit. Just money just comes to him for doing nothing.
How do you think he started owning shit?
By having a lot of fucking money.
You what?
By having a lot of fucking money. You start off rich, you end up richer.
How do you think he got that money?
What do you mean? Inheritance? That's how they usually get it.
You've no idea. I can see in your face.
I will fucking Google it.
He's Googling it.
I'm Googling it.
I have no fucking idea. I knew he had no idea.
Yeah, but that's how most of them get fucking started. And even if this specific one isn't that case, that's how 99% of them fucking start.
I'm not talking about 99%. I'm talking about Richard Branson.
Well, like, why have you decided we could pull it down to this one specific one?
You were sorry?
If you were making more money, would you still try and avoid paying as much tax as you could?
Honestly,
his grandfather, the Right Honourable Sir George Arthur Harwin Branson. Branson was educated at Skatelift School, a prep school in Surrey. So go fuck yourself. I'm absolutely 100% right.
Mate, you can buy a lordship title on the internet for 50 quid.
The internet one didn't exist when this cunt was around, you fucking idiot. Like, he didn't go on the fucking... He didn't Google it in 1842, did he?
You think he bought his great-granddad a lordship title?
I know, that's what I was just messing about. Look, right, here's the thing, right? I'm telling you now, if I was... Like, right now, I try and pay as little tax as I can. And the reason that I do that is because I don't earn loads of money that it won't make a difference, but also because all the other companies do. If they crack down on Amazon and Google and Starbucks and all them pricks, then I would also go, this is my totally fair tax return.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Until a pensioner doing laps of his garden raises more money than one of the biggest companies in the world's paid in tax for the last 5 years, you can fuck off quite
frankly. Hey, that's how Moore can fuck off as well. He's a Tory. See the state of his garden. See the state of his garden? Fucking hell, my nan's doing laps of a flat. He's got a fucking garden he can do laps of. Fucking cheeky cunt. Everyone's calling him a hero. He can fuck off.
Yeah. It's a shame he couldn't do laps of my garden. He'd be finished by now because I don't fucking have one. Amazing.
Like, Roscoe, in Scotland, do people like Tom Moore? Like, is this a thing that's translated, Captain Tom? Do people in Scotland, are they vibing off him?
This fucking old guy?
Yeah, the old guy, yeah.
Well, I've not heard anyone talking about him. I was like, let this guy, like, just please let him fucking keel over on, like, lap 99.
And everyone who sponsored him goes, no. Well, he didn't finish.
Didn't make it.
Oh, mate. I'd have been one of them. I'd have took my money back. Didn't finish. Fuck him off.
After weekend at Bernie's him over the line.
Can I go back to Richard Branson? Because I was thinking about him. He's kept his hair long. I thought at some point, because I remember him from like basically my whole life, and I thought at some point he's going to cut that and become like the business guy we all know he is. But he's kept that long for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's part of his branding.
You forget he's paying tax if he's got a fringe.
Yeah, he's like, hey guys, I'm just like a hippie.
Tax, you've got a lovely fringe, mate.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I'm just like a beach bum kind of guy. Yeah, I just happen to be a billionaire. Fuck off, you lizard.
That's for it. Are any of you on Virgin Broadband?
Nah, man. I'm on the much more ethical Sky.
Because I mean, I'm on BT, but he turned that off last night. Well, that's what I think. I think he went like that. Well, if you're not going to give me my money for my fucking planes and rockets, I'm going to turn your internet off your legs. Like that.
Like a kid, he was shit at footy. He always went out first round.
Yeah,
taking his ball, I'm going home.
Yeah,
you're not going to pass to me. I'm taking my ball. I'm going home.
Knockout Wem's over. Yeah, like I can see him doing that. He's definitely a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. I don't think there are any nice billionaires. I don't think they exist. Like,
I think though, right? Do you think you'd be nice if you were a billionaire?
No, absolutely not. I'd be awful.
Be a horrible cunt.
Yeah, I'd be awful. Like, that is fuck you money and then some.
Yeah.
If you own your own island, your own private island, you're being a pedo on it.
Mate, 100%, 100%. I'd see how low that you could go. No, I would like if I like, obviously, though, genuinely...
Freddy's Googling islands here.
if I was a billionaire, I'm sure I would be an awful, awful prick and I would waste it and, like, I would just do... I would just, like, I'd pay Freddy loads of money to go wank himself off in Trafalgar Square. Like, you know, because there is a price. I can afford it.
So let's discuss my price right now.
Sure.
So... when you say to wank myself off in Trafalgar Square, have you arranged it so I won't get arrested?
No, you just got to start wanking.
So I've just got to start, and I'm not allowed to, like, get myself almost to the point of orgasm?
Tell you what we'll
do. All consequences that still exist today still exist for you. Literally,
yeah.
It could be the minute the lockdown's over and everyone's
back in the square. Yeah. We're not doing it now.
Straight in.
That's actually a very good point, Rob. If you're doing this during lockdown, then you could also get that added on to you, like a 60 quid fine for being out.
And you've got to factor that into the price. Though,
if you're doing it during lockdown, you're only getting 80% of your normal value, aren't you?
Exactly. You're not really getting the full value out of it. So what we'll do, though, is I'll run distraction for the police. I'll have people around to try and block off the police when they arrive to give you some time. I'll allow you to go in pre-work, so you can have as much Viagra as you want, whatever you need to get through this. But I want to, like there is a price for starting, and then you'll get a bonus upon completion. What's your price?
Right. So my question is, do I have to get my dick out, and then, or am I allowed to put my hand in my pants and, am I allowed to ejaculate into my own boxers?
No. It's going into the fountain.
Yeah, if you don't have it out, how does anybody know you've actually done it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, oh, no, we've got to see it happening.
No right. Show, no dough.
Right, so when I...
hold on, Fred, you're just lagging for a second, mate.
Yeah, I think my internet's a little...
Don't worry, man, you're back. Right, so...
Fucking Richard Branson.
So we're talking... it's... probably $10,000.
$10,000, right? So is that your?
That's
very affordable, actually. Like, I reckon we could get a crowdfunding campaign together. Well, once this is over, you know, people are raising money for other shit right now.
I mean, you could get a crowdfunder. You could, yeah, well, as soon as you've, as soon as they finish funding, crowdfunding Elf Lion's show, you
Don't, like, wait.
Who's show?
Oh, man, right. Basically, what's happened is that there was a mild internet tiff between a former, like, new comedian and a clown, and Chortle, being the wonderful comedy journalist that they are, reported on it like it was something. It's like two people have fallen out on Twitter, grow up Chortle. It's fucking pathetic, hey, that website.
Je suis Christian Talbot, though, me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, look, I didn't get involved at the time because I felt like the tone of it was not conducive to a look, I get in enough arguments online by myself, right? I don't need to be wading into every other cunt. You know, so I stayed the fuck out of it.
What do you think, Rob? And bear in mind that I know what you think. And bear in mind as well that you have a podcast called Rob Mulholland Has an Opinion.
I'll tell you what I think, man. I'll tell you what I think. Like,
you are known for your outspoken views.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly what I think.
With all this in mind, what are your thoughts? And don't cheapen your listeners.
No, I won't. And I'll explain the full situation. Basically,
could I just say, Rob, before you start this, that I would like to conscientiously object. And we've got enough problems up in Scotland. So you have your England comedy scene.
Sure.
I will observe.
What I would say, right, so the situation is basically a comedian and clown, she's a performer. I'm not gonna use names because, you know, we don't need to bother. I mean, I'm sure you
will.
I'm sure you will. But basically, she was like fundraising for to put on a show after the corona crisis was over. And, like, it wasn't like a case of, like, offering content and then going, if you want to donate, blah, blah, blah. It was literally just fundraising for a show at the time. And a former open spot got very angry about it because he doesn't do comedy anymore. So he's just taking pot shots, doesn't give a fuck. And, like, called her out on it, had a right go at her for it, saying it was crass during the crisis to be doing this. And to be honest, I agree with him, but I think the way he did it was fucking bad, right? I don't believe in, like, public slagging like that. If I could avoid it, I think a personal DM would have sufficed. I think the people involved, like, she's really nice, but she was fucking clueless. She was just being very middle-class clueless and not checking her privilege. And it doesn't look very good at the moment to be trying to fundraise money for a clown show when there's people trying to fucking eat. So,
yeah, but what you've left out here is her dad's a multimillionaire.
Her dad is a multimillionaire. That is a very important point in it. Yeah, who used to, like, advise for the Tory party on economic matters. So, like, it's not like she needed the money for anything.
She's currently living in a mum and dad's house.
Have you ever met her?
A multimillionaire.
I've met her, yeah. She was genuinely, she's really nice.
She's a really nice person.
Exactly. So I don't think she's done this on purpose. I think she's fucking clueless. I just think she's missed it.
I think she's fundamentally wrong, and I think it shows a lack of awareness. I don't know her circumstances. It might be that, you know, her and her dad are estranged and that they haven't...
No, she lives in his house.
Or whatever. Well, there you go. If that's the case, and she lives... Like, if you live in a millionaire's house, it just seems... to me, like, fundraising, asking for any money off anyone is crazy. But at the same time, I don't really care.
Here he goes again.
I think that the people that are giving her money are the people that are also... I don't think that there's any working class family going, well, it's either eat tonight or get to see the show that's been in the pipeline for a long time.
And it is all voluntary, you know, like, no one's being forced to give her anything. So there is that element to it.
But should I go to uni and my loan be means tested to live off? But then that cunt should be means tested for ever going on a crowdfunder. anyone going crowdfunding, it should have. Just giving anything like that, it should be a fucking means test. Your parents' salaries put in the same way it had to be when I went to uni. How much are we going to give you? It's going to be based on what your mum and dad are in.
I'm throwing this out there, and I'm probably going to get shouted out for this, but I think during the coronavirus crisis or whatever, I don't think
You don't what?
I don't think any comedian should ask for funds.
Just for comedy.
I think you're selling something.
Yeah, if you're selling something and you leave the, like, basically, the, like, if you leave the option there, I think that's all right. Like, I personally, because my girlfriend is able to keep working and, like, basically fund me and support me, so I'm fine for food, and that's basically all I fucking need right now. All the donations
I'm
getting.
Are the street workers not off now?
What?
Are the street workers not off?
Go fuck yourself. Right, but yeah, like, because of that, I'm giving all my donations to the Trussell Trust, and I'm just saying I have a lot less money than a lot of other people who aren't doing that.
How does she manage to suck dick through that PPI mask?
Just poke a hole in it, go down the Jewish areas, mate.
Hey, speaking of raising funds to the internet, I don't know if any of
you say speaking of Jews then. Like, fucking hell, Roscoe.
Speaking of them, let's get into that.
Yes, let's get an alt-right market behind this show.
I don't know if you lads got this or any wind of it down south, but my agent came to me and he was saying that OnlyFans are looking to show people that OnlyFans isn't just what people think it's for. So they're going to do like a big marketing campaign. They want some comedians on there. So I thought, well, it's fucking free PR.
Yeah.
And I will take it. So yeah. I'm getting set up with an OnlyFans, and the joke's on them. I'm going to fucking get my dick out on it.
That's the way to fucking do it, man. Yeah. It's for comedians.
I looked at doing it. I'd happily do OnlyFans, me.
Yeah.
All day long. Just like.
Yeah, but no one's paying.
Dead arty photos, though.
No one's paying for you, Rob. Let's be real. Come on.
Listen, how do you think I'm married? There's chubby chasers out there, mate. I hit a very certain market.
Yeah, but if you want to see a fat man's dick, you can for free. Definitely. If like a hot woman like DM'd you and said, can I have a look at your dick? You're showing them. If a fat old man did, you probably would.
Yeah. Like, anyone asks to see it, it's like, yeah, great.
Go on, there you go. Yeah, have a little peep. Like, that's it. There's not the scarcity that gives you value. That's the problem.
The supply and demand, yeah, that's the problem.
Exactly.
All you need to do is go on, like, Omegle or something for 20 minutes, and you'll get one old dude jacking it.
Oh, man, did you see the Zoom meeting? Like, I retweeted this, like, last week. There was a Zoom Zumba class or some shit up in, like, I think it was in Fife. It was somewhere in North Scotland. There was people like doing like a local community Zumba class, and two old guys from the village had logged on and didn't realise that people could see their cameras. And there's just these two naked old dudes just fucking going wild on the camera.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious, man. They are fucking hammering themselves, like, just in the corner of this class while everyone's still like doing Zumba in their living room.
I cover up my webcam. On every laptop I've ever had, I've covered up the webcam with a bit of tape because I'm paranoid about tugging one off. And then, like, hackers being like, oh, we've just seen. When I went to sell my MacBook Air, I forgot to take the tape off. And the guy say, I know exactly why that's there, you dirty bastard.
I've never worried about
why
that.
Why are you taping over your webcam if you're willing to wank in Trafalgar Square for 10 grand?
Yeah.
I feel like anyone blackmailing you is going to want around the same money. So.
What?
Yeah, but he's not earning that money. He's got to pay it.
Not have to give it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just feel like. Yeah, maybe I've got the wrong way around, haven't I?
Yeah, you've got yourself confused there. Yeah. No, like, it did actually make sense.
I just think someone who's willing to wank in public.
You think you'd be less ashamed.
Shouldn't be shouldn't be hiding the webcam.
To be honest, if someone hacks my fucking webcam, enjoy that lovely video of me having a wank. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm like, you know, like, I'm not looking at anything weird. I really ration myself on the internet. I stay in my fucking lane. I'm not clicking random things.
I'd be more harsh with them sharing my screen than sharing my webcam.
I'm not even that bothered, man. Like, I don't, you know, like, it's pretty fucking vanilla. It's all right. Like,
what if they find all the stuff that you've been like? Do you know what I mean?
Like what?
Like, I don't want anyone know that I wank over Elf Lion's GoFundMe page. Well, how much? What it does for me is the way that I come is I imagine how mad Christian Tarver's getting. And then just, oh, like that. I just imagine him at his home going, oh, how much I can't believe she's got a millionaire fucking father, you know? I love how you're both pissing yourself and Roscoe's like, I don't want to be involved in
this. Hey, this is England drama.
Yeah, man. Mate, there's enough drama in the Scottish comedy circuit without dipping into ours, man. Like,
you know what? Scotland's been doing really good for drama over the last couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They've been doing great. I'm a big believer in. I actually really like the Scottish comedy scene. I think
there's loads of great people. Yeah,
it's not just that. There's loads of really sound people. There's loads of really good acts. There's loads of absolute cunts, and there's loads of mentals.
Yeah, and it's
such a beautifully shaped. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's bits.
And then you've got Aaron Anderson, who's all of them.
Touré, I'll dive in on that. That man puts money in my pocket, but also absolute hatred in my heart.
I've always found him all right. I just love ripping him.
Yeah, he's a divisive figure. Where are from?
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, his Leeds gig's fucking sick. I love it. So I ain't gonna badmouth anyone who's putting me on in Leeds.
Oh, I still badmouth him. Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what? There's something refreshing about Alan in that you know where you stand with him.
Which
for quite a lot of people. You don't,
especially comedy promoters. They are like comedy promoters are like the shadiest fucks. There's some sound ones. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I want to work for them when we come back. But there's you know, the ones who are shady are the shadiest cunts I've ever met in my entire life in any business.
Some rapey fuckers out there.
Yeah. Oh, let's start naming those names. Brilliant. Yeah. Who do you mean, Rob?
Let's get him. What?
Who?
Well, one of his gigs is dying now. There's a crowd for me to save it. So, Google
who?
Live venues crowdfunding.
I think there's quite a lot at the moment, mate. I think you're going to have to narrow it down for us, Rob.
I don't know.
The worst thing is, I'm trying to name him. I can't remember his name.
Fuck off.
And honestly,
is it in London?
No. I think he lives in London now.
All right, well, you know, like, let's not say anything that might get me sued, because this is on my channel, so, like, let's keep it legally above the belt.
Well, he never, so... Roscoe really isn't up for any drama at all.
I just don't know any of these people.
This is it. Roscoe's happily, in another world.
I would happily go, that beast, I get them out.
Yeah, like Roscoe is not shy of like putting a booty in on this.
So you'd happily join in? Because I was going to say,
with the beast,
is there any like Scottish rapey people maybe that we could talk about?
My God, man! The thing about that is, I seriously,
you couldn't, Freddy,
sick to death of that whole scenario. It took
what that one scenario? What happened?
That the Scott Gibson scenario, it took so much away from everything, because everybody was like still doing stuff, but that's all anybody talked about.
Yeah,
everyone was still doing what Scott was doing, but all anyone was talking
about. Oh, really? So they used it like governments use 9/11 to like bury bad news.
Well, it buried everything, and I was like, right, we need to get past this, man. Mm. We need to get past this.
What is it that he done? Wasn't he just DMing birds?
He was just like the sheer scale of it. It was quite. I didn't realize for a long time how many people had been messaging. I thought it was like three people.
It's like a fucking Ponzi scheme.
It was nuts. It was like 20 women.
And this is why you can't sell dick pics. Look at the proliferation from one guy.
Do you know what as well?
Selfish cunt. Ruin the market for everyone.
Yeah, like 20 is a lot. That's too many.
And that's the thing, man. With it being like, it went to court and stuff like that. And
it was a heavy time, that, man. It was like,
at that point, I'm just like, I'm out of here, man. Yeah. Right. Everybody leave me alone. Can everybody not just be like, there was so many sides arguing each other, and I was like, I just want to have a nice time.
Mate, every time I was gigging in Scotland, it was all anyone was talking about, and I was like, I've not been following this as closely as you guys, Jesus, but every time I would go back, I would just get more of that.
Is he back doing it, Roscoe? Is he back doing comedy?
I don't think he ever stopped.
He does his own stuff, so I think he just does his own shows now.
He's got his stand-up special on Spotify. You know the one where he won Best Newcomer?
Yeah.
It's dead good. Like just objectively, it's a really good hour of comedy. It's really funny.
This is what we all... I don't think anybody, had that fact. Everybody was like, you know what? What a fucking waste, man. Because...
Yeah.
Really good.
It makes it more of a tragedy when the person's a good comedian.
Much rather a shit open spot, because then you'd be like, oh, well, fuck them off. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But it was Louis C.K., I was like, ah.
What about the Birmingham nonce?
Oh, man, that was fucking... Mate, I've never met the guy, so I just found that hilarious, to be honest.
The problem with that was he wasn't established enough. You need a sweet spot, don't you? You need someone like Ash Preston. And then you're like, you're sweet then. You know what I mean? Like, not professional, not an open spot, just that sweet spot where you can just pile in, but also everyone knows who he is and has gigged with him and believes it. So, the problem with the Birmingham one, no one knew who he was. So it was like, oh, he's done 5 gigs. He's not really.
You can't claim it just because you've done some open spots.
So, honestly, when that all came out, I was coming back from Asia. And I was in Abu Dhabi.
The Thai bride. With a 12-year-old Thai bride.
You're going to have to stay here.
I have to just leave it in Dubai because it's coming on top.
I had a 7-hour delay in Abu Dhabi just as it was kicking off. And I, honest to God, found myself about to board the plane like, oh, fuck's sake. Really, I was gutted. I was like, oh, come on. I want you to watch that video one more time. I went to watch the video of him outside the KFC going,
It started outside a Lidl, didn't it? Like, those videos bummed me out, man. Like, it's the whole thing of it. Like, it just, there's something about it.
He got the shit kicked out of him.
I bet.
Yeah. Like, before the police came, he got the shit kicked out of him.
This is the other thing I don't get with them videos. Why is no one ever, that's my size, ever announced? Do you know what I mean? Like, what you never get, no one pedo hunts people who are 6'2" and fucking 300 pounds. You know what I mean? No one's ever pedo hunting someone like me. Why is it always lads who are like look like the 15 out of themselves?
Why did you introduce your pedo self as an up and coming wrestler then?
Because I couldn't think of the word stone.
He is the fiddler.
Now approaching the car park, weighing at £300.
What a promo that was! That was great.
You know what I mean? It's always like they're always bullying little kids, and she's like, "Oh,
yeah." Well, obviously,
have you seen the one where the kid says it's probably the most famous one? It's the one where the kid says, "You've ruined my holiday."
Oh, yeah, the bald nuts.
Oh, you've ruined my holiday, no?
Yeah. What? Yeah, but the thing is, right, is he's been talking to loads of kids on the internet, like 10 or something like that, and he's got a really high voice, and he says, oh, I hope you're happy, you've ruined my holiday, and it's really funny, but here's the thing that people gloss over, he is definitely disabled.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. Yeah, that's always a really uncomfortable part with it. There's like, you know, you see somewhere it's someone who clearly is like heavily autistic and doesn't understand what's happening and like doesn't understand the social context or like, you know, and there have been cases where people have been hounded who just didn't know what was fucking going on and literally just like, there's some of them, when they say that they just wanted to make a friend on the internet, I fucking believe a couple of them. You know,
I believe that's how it started and then.
Yeah. Like those are just sad.
There is a point in that bald nonce video where his demeanor changes. See, when he knows he's getting arrested for sure and he can't get out of it, his demeanor changes and it's like, oh, there's the pedo demon.
Right. So it's a full-on psychopath thing where it just flips on and off.
Although, interestingly enough, I did see someone on Twitter, like, a couple of months after that came out, who had, like, met him in a pub toilet and took a selfie with him while the bald nonce was taking a piss.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like...
What? I mean... Like, mate...
Yeah, yeah.
Be doing nightclub appearances with the Wealdstone Raider.
Legitimately, I thought, is this going to be the thing now?
Yeah, yeah, this is like, yeah, celebrity appearances. Like, I wonder if you get more, like, I wonder how many, like, Insta followers that guy has. Like, you know, if I wonder if there's, like, a bald nonce account that's, like, banging. Well, Ross goes away to check. Like.
Yeah. Because I don't follow...
There's got to be an over 18 thing on that Instagram account, surely. Yeah. Don't want to get caught again, do you?
Yeah, surely that's got to be on a different app. That's got to be on something, like, that, you know, you got to do that on something untraceable.
To be honest with you, like, as far as Twitter's concerned, if you're an underage kid and you... message an account called Bald Nonce, you deserve to get touched.
Twitter doesn't give a fuck, man. Like, that's why I like Twitter as a social media. It's the fucking Wild West. Like, if you can do fucking anything on Twitter and they're like... Like, there's just people who are, like, openly Nazis and they don't give a fuck. Like, there's all, crazy porn on Twitter. If you click the wrong link, every now and again, someone will retweet something. I'm like, how am I seeing this at 3 in the afternoon? Yeah.
Yeah. Bald Nonce has 1,477 followers on Instagram. Well, this one does. There's loads of bald nonces.
I think they're all moving over to TikTok now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Rob, where are you moving to?
You know what? That's a level of followers for Rob Thomas that you would believe if you tagged him in. You'd be like, oh, this isn't the Maroon 5 guy. This is Rob Thomas, comedian at Bald Nonce.
Rob Thomas, Bald Nonce. Hey, imagine that either I get called or that fucking Matchbox 20 fella gets called as being a nonce. The retweets you could get out of that would be hilarious.
I don't think it would be good for your career if you turned out you had the same name as a paedophile. I don't know if it worked out for H from Steps.
I would literally just be retweeting all the non-shouts on Twitter, being like, yeah, it's me, sounds good, get on it, it's funny.
I know, but like, there's a level of jokes where like the general public just lose you, where like, you know what I mean, where you're only left with a very specific level of comedy fan who are still going to enjoy you when you're like, I'm a pedo, me. I can tell you from experience, the people of Preston, for a start, will never forgive you for the rest of your 20-minute set.
Freddie, I think he's talking about you from experience here.
No, I'm talking about your hometown, which is full of fucking idiots.
Okay, what, because they didn't like your set?
No, to be fair, they were 100% right on that evening. I will say, with hindsight, that one was on me.
Is that the town that you hate because you had a bad gig there?
To be fair, I think Wednesbury is a town that really bums me out. It's in the Midlands, and like, it's not like I hate it. It just sort of like depresses me a bit, and like, I've had just depressing gigs there.
Yeah, for me, it's Saltburn. No, right. No, by Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
James Arthur's from there. Every time he comes on the radio, I want to punch his fucking face. Just because I once went there and had a bad gig once.
Yeah, like, I definitely hold those sort of grudges. Roscoe, where's yours?
There's a town that Spikey Mike runs a gig in, and it's like a fucking... Like Isaac Newton or something was born there, and it's got this...
Was that Granbury or somewhere? Or Granby?
It starts with a G.
Grantham.
Grantham.
That's where Maggie Thatcher's from, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what?
The most Tory town.
I died on my arse.
Really? You died in the home of Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah, well, I think I went on calling her a cunt as well.
Of course you fucking did.
Man, 17 minutes of fucking... I mean, the last 3 minutes were incredible because I lost it. And I went, oh, do you people not fucking understand me? Is that what the whole problem's been? And they went, yes. So I just laid into them with slightly better diction for 3 minutes. But 17 minutes of fucking death.
Yeah,
man.
I think when I done that gig, I walked on drinking milk.
Like, with a pickaxe over your arm.
You want to know me, yeah. Take it off me now, you gang of twats. I'm like,
Freddie, where's yours, man?
Just keep it to 5, Freddie.
I really don't like Carlisle.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember why. Tell us why you don't like Carlisle, Freddie.
Because I was doing a gig in Carlisle once, and just before. Oh.
Try that
my
again.
My internet's going, guys.
Yeah, just try that again, man. We've got you.
Yeah, go on. You
just hotspot it from your phone, Freddie.
Yeah, but my phone's going through the Wi-Fi.
Take your phone off Wi-Fi.
Then I won't get. I'll get even worse signal.
He lives in the sticks, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, he's fucking one of them.
Yeah, rural. But basically, do you want me to tell the story for you?
Yeah.
Right, I'll give you condensed highlights. Freddie can correct me on anything I'm wrong on. Basically, Freddie was gigging in Carlisle, and well, essentially, I think were you on stage when this happened, Freddie?
Just about to go on.
The police arrived to arrest Freddie because there was a rapist in the town whose description Freddie fit. Yeah, we didn't get any of that.
He said heepo. I got heepo.
I think what he was doing then was admitting it.
All right, just right. So basically, what happened was, like, Freddie met the description of this rapist because, of course, he did. That's what they look like.
Freddie met the description of a man so desperately lonely he forced himself on someone.
He didn't match the description of someone with the athleticism and stamina to really see it through, though. So, like, I didn't believe it was him. But yeah, basically, so the police turned up to arrest Freddie just as he's about to go on stage because he's turned up at this gig. People have seen in the paper that a guy meeting this description, they phoned, like, so yeah, like, basically, Freddie had to, like, leave town because, like, the police were like, if you stay, your description is in the paper. We know it's not you. But he's describing you. Didn't you just have to, like, fucking leave Carlisle?
Yeah. Didn't they pull you and question you, though? Like, it could have been
Yeah. They pulled me to question me, and the gig was delayed by, like, half an hour. But they said as well, like, we can't guarantee your safety because there's an e-fit in all the papers and stuff, and we can't guarantee that there won't be some fucking vigilante fucking justice. Do you know what I mean? And the thing is, as well, is... the rape happened about 400 yards away from the venue. So it looked like I'd raped a woman and then come back and done a solid 20. Do you know what I mean?
And the story about it. Raped a woman and done 20 minutes of the material about how you raped her.
Yeah.
You're never going to guess what happened to me on the way here, guys. Right, that is fucking awful. Like, there's a guy I know in Brighton, a mate of mine called James McDonald. Like, he's a new comedian. Like, I got to know him, like, quite well last year. He was printed in the Argus, which is like the big local paper in Brighton, because in Brighton there was a spate of cat murders. Right, someone was killing cats, like loads of them. There was a cat serial killer. So, like, this was like a big thing in the paper. And you've got to remember, there's a lot of lesbian couples in Brighton and they are not having cat murder, right? They are not having it. it was the biggest news. And, like, he got printed in the paper under a headline that was, like witness sought in connection with... Basically, the headline didn't match the photo, which was a photo of him and, like a photo of, like, CCTV. Basically, he'd been walking through the park and was behind the guy who had done it. But they printed his photo on the front page of the paper, and that was not made clear that they wanted to talk to him because it looked like he'd seen who'd done it. So basically, he was the cat murderer. And it was just as, like, Don't Fuck With Cats was on Netflix, and it, like, he was getting death threats and shit. Like, it was crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. Wow. And, like, I was telling him, like, that's a fucking show, man. Like, that's just a show. That's what you've been given there. That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that happened to a mate of mine as well. There was a rape happened in Glasgow Green, big park, and my mate was like, this is a few years back, and he was like walking along just walking near the Glasgow Green, and he was so drunk, they've got this video of him like swerving along the pavement like that, And they're like, we want to speak to this man about this. And I was like, that kind of looks like my mate, Paul. And then I thought, I'll phone the cunt. So I phoned him, and I couldn't get him on the phone. And I'm like, he's been arrested. He's done it. And then basically it turns out, the day after he'd been filmed drunk, he went on holiday to Tenerife for a couple of weeks, and nobody could get a hold of him. And everybody thought he was in jail for raping, but it was just there at the time. So a nice happy ending, apart from the horrible crime.
What you don't know, though, is what he was up to in Tenerife.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Do you remember that woman that put a cat in a bin?
Yeah, of course I do, mate. Yeah.
How, like, objectively, I know there was a big hate crime, but how funny was it? Like, objectively, how funny was it that she was walking past a cat near a bin and she went, oh, fuck off. That's just really funny.
Like, there's been a backstory to that, though, because, like, I've had cats shit in my garden. And what I done to stop them doing it was I started driving my car at them at 90 miles an hour to make them shit themselves. So anytime they come near the front of my house, they see the car and leg it now because they're all scared of my car. So, like, there must have been a point where someone was shitting in their garden. She's seen the cat that keeps doing it and has gone, fuck you, little cunt, I put it in the bin.
I like more the idea that it was just on impulse.
Yeah, like that is
she
like,
was just like. She was just like, oh, fuck it.
Like, and she wasn't even having a bad day.
Like, a bin.
Yeah. It wasn't even like a response to anything. It wasn't even in a bad day. She was just like walking out. And, like, she saw an opportunity and she took it.
Yeah, but yeah, she's put it in the wrong bin as well, hasn't she? It's not where organic waste goes.
That was my only complaint with it.
Go on.
No, go for it, Rob.
I said it was either a cat going in the bin or it was someone wearing jogging bottoms was about to get the kex pulled down on them just out of age. Like, something was happening. She was in a cheeky mood.
Like, I've definitely wanted to put a cat in a bin. I understood the impulse.
I'll do it.
Have you ever had, like, horrible, weird, intrusive thoughts?
Oh, all the time, mate. All the time.
Like, you know when someone, like, you know, like with like a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone's like, oh, this is my baby in this pram. Yeah. Like, honestly, I, like, in my mind, I go, punch it in the face.
Yeah, totally.
Like, just lean into the pram and just go, boom, fuck off. Like, if, that. Just see what happens.
Yeah, if I'm speaking to, like, a really big, muscly, like, roidy guy, there's always a little voice in the back of my head, like, kiss him, see what he does.
I had a full fantasy once. I was at the park and there was a new mum walking a baby, and she was walking him in one of those big fucking prams, the metal ones with the big rims and that. And I had a full fantasy about taking the baby out and then drop kicking it like a football across the field, just looking at her like,
this has happened.
Go, all right.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's such a weird fucking thing.
Freddy fantasizes about babies. That's
yeah, I'm going to clip that entirely out of context.
Yeah. I think that's quite an interesting point. Freddy's intrusive thoughts seem to be about harming babies. And mine's are usually about if I've got like a knife, I'm like, I could just start slashing things up. But Rob seemed to be about kissing men. What are yours, Rob?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking,
no, it's not just
that one. Not having intrusive thoughts.
It's not just like kissing men. Sometimes I have fantasies about wanking them off.
And that is fine.
Exactly, man. It's not just that. I get like violent ones sometimes, but I think it's just like your brain processing shit, isn't it? Like, it's just like a...
I actively avoid going to the zoo because I get a feeling
aroused.
That, like, when I see the tigers, I just want to jump in.
So you think you could fight a tiger?
I just want to see what happens.
I'd love to see you fight a tiger as well.
But yeah, in
that's
my
not a
head,
fight. That's
I
like that's like when Russia went to war with Georgia. That's not a fight. If Freddy gets in with a tiger, the tiger wins.
But in my head, it's like a kung fu fight. So, like, the tiger comes at me from behind like that, and I just go, paw, like that, and then just fucking drop him.
You probably have the weight advantage.
All that happens there, Freddy, your bingo wings start flapping, and you just start eating your bingo wing. That's all
bite on like a dog training.
See, like, not wanting to go to the zoo. Do you ever like go to the swimming, like the swimming baths on your own? You ever done that?
I haven't for a while, but I'm gonna when this restarts. I used to swim in the sea like last year in Brighton.
See, that's fine, right? But one time a few years back, I tried to go to the swimming on my own, and I was like walking, and I was like, this is fine, right? And then there's like a little wall at my local baths, and you can come in two ways, and two little kids just walked in right in front of me, and I was like, nah, man.
So had you paid to go swimming at this point?
I was just about to walk in the front door. Two little kids came out of nowhere, walked in front of me, and I was like, nah, man.
Had you gotten changed? Were you in your swimming costume?
No. I was just in regular club, but I had my little towel, I had my shorts there, but they walked in front of me, and I was like, I'm not doing that, man.
That's fine, because in my head, you went to go swimming, you were fully unclothed.
It's got a nose clip on.
Saw two boys and was like, yeah, that's me done. That's all I need up here. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't be trusted in this situation.
Yeah. Like, that's all the memory I need to go home and just fucking,
it's very virtuous of you, like, you know, that you realise that your impulses wouldn't be controllable, Roscoe. I think that's commendable. You know, just go back to the deep web and satisfy yourself there.
Well, that's that job. God, I'm just counting the amount of jobs that I've lost there.
if you could have any job, but not comedian, what's the job that you'd have?
I want to be Tory Lanez. I specifically want to be exactly Tory Lanez.
What's that?
So he's a rapper. Like at the moment, he's doing quarantine radio, where essentially he goes on Instagram Live and he offers a prize money to women who dial him up on Instagram Live and pour milk all over themselves. Like, it's just, his life is amazing. I would rather be a musician than a comedian. If I was like, but it's harder to be a musician, I think.
Yeah, you need actual talent for that.
Yeah, but also you need luck. There's loads of talented musicians who don't get anywhere.
So let me change the question slightly. If you could, you can do any job other than comedian, but it has to be a job. It's not like, I would be supermodel. Yeah. It has to be a job that, like, people are. Do you know what I mean? Mm.
Leader of North Korea.
I think there might be a vacancy.
It's going.
Yeah. I don't know. I was really bad at every job I did. I would need something very flexible and something that I felt in charge of. I've always thought if comedy didn't work out, I'd have to like start a business or something. I'd have to run something myself.
Just be a taxi driver.
No. But the question is, you can choose anything. You can choose anything. It just can't be like something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I would be a multimillionaire rapper. You could choose anything, but it's you doing it. Like, for example, if I'm choosing footballer, I'm choosing striker of Leeds United, then that's fine, but it's you. It's you doing that. So every week, all of your family and friends and stuff, 35,000 people at Ella Road are all going, what the fuck is that shit lanky cunt doing up front?
Yeah, I don't want to play for Leeds. I'd fuck us up. All right, I'll tell you then. I will be striker for Manchester United.
And you've got to wear the kit every week.
Oh, no, yeah, that's too far. Like, I don't know if I could do it. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, there's not much I can do well. Like, I'm trying to think. I'm genuinely trying to think of what my... motivational speaker? I reckon I could do that.
Really?
Yeah, I could go into a business and go, energize yourself, guys. Yeah, you can do that easy. Business consultant,
I hate
that's nothing.
That'd be an awful job.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of what I can actually do, though, because most things require you to get to a place at a certain time, and I'm bad at that.
What about you, Roscoe?
I feel like it's... I mean, I can't think of the words for this right now. I feel like maybe this isn't as, like... inventive. I'd like to be a welder.
Yeah,
welder. That's great. Like,
you're already a plumber. You're halfway there. You prick.
Exactly. But I just think it would be great to be like, oh no, something's broke. I'll just make something. And what's the best thing you can make something out of? Metal. How do you join that together? be a welder.
That's pretty convincing, mate. That's good. I would actually, yeah, being a craftsman of some kind would be nice. Just making something, feeling like you're making something. I could get into that. Like something that was skilled that I could learn to be good at, get into that. Maybe like, you know, like being a leather worker or something like that. You know, just like doing something skilled. I don't know. Get into chainsaw sculptures. I don't.
Chainsaw sculpture.
Alex,
a leather working chainsaw.
Nah, fuck it, actually. I'll just be a weed dealer. I'll be dead good at that.
Like a fucking sex show.
I'd like to be in charge of Freddie's internet so I could sort it out.
If only we'd got Corbyn in. But you know what? Anyway, guys, we've done about an hour. Like, we'll wrap it up around here. This has been loads of fun today. Like, it's been good stuff. We'll go around before we go. If we can't get Freddie to do his, I'll do it for him in a second. But we'll go around. Basically, tell people where they can find you. Plug anything you want to plug. Like, you got the floor is yours. Say anything you like. Roscoe, over to you, mate.
I would like to say, firstly, that everything I've said that I can't remember what I said was purely allegedly. And nothing is real. But I'd also like to see if you want to jump in, catch me at twitch.tv/RoscoeMCC. I'm doing pretty good at it. I've got subscribers. You know, I'm an affiliate. A man got sick because of affiliate. And yeah, that's about it. Don't find me anywhere else because I've really poured everything into Twitch just now. So
nice. So following on Twitch, like you do some like fun, like weird stuff on there. And I think it's like interesting. Like did like surgery on fruit, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't go so well, but the games are doing all right.
Good stuff, man. Cool. So yeah, like go check out, watch Roscoe play some games. Rob, tell them about yourselves, mate.
You can find me on Twitter at Rob Thomas Comedy, not at Rob Thomas Bald Nonce. At Rob Thomas
That's what you put into Google.
I've got a podcast which is all about American football. So if you're interested in that or want to get interested in that, it's Far From Lombardi. Wherever you literally, there's a website now, Twitter.
It's on
Instagram.
You. Show us your jumper a bit more so we can see the. There you go. That's it.
There we are.
Yeah.
There's me. There's my other mate. And there's my mate. Who's got all his fingers burnt off?
Nice.
So whenever you see that, that's what happened. We're not just weirdos who've put like half a hand on someone.
Fair.
It's a genuine thing. But yeah, so find Far From Lombardi, whatever you want to search, you can find me there. Find the podcast there. That's about it for me.
Beautiful, man. Thanks for coming on again. And again, come back on. Like,
no problem. Yeah, it's a laugh today.
Yeah, that's man. Like, it's good fun, isn't it? Like, yeah, Roscoe, applies to you as well, man. Love to have you back on. Freddie, tell me about yourself, mate.
Really quickly, one of the things that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing a live interactive roast show in a couple of weeks. We are going to have people texting in and I am going to be roasting the pictures that I've got from WhatsApp live. It's going to be fucking brutal. To be honest with you, it probably won't fucking work judging on today's internet.
Can I say something, Freddie? Right. The reason Freddie's doing this is because there's another podcast that a comedian, Adam Rowe.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
He's been on the show. He basically tries to troll Freddie on Twitter by getting his listeners to send Freddie things. And Freddie decided last week that he's had enough of it and started attacking them. And he has found his niche.
It was someone finding their voice, I think, was what happened then, wasn't it?
Really good at abusing people just from a photo.
Yeah, like it was really fucking funny.
Pretty, like, honestly, I didn't know that I was quite good at that, but let's just say I left a fucking body count.
It was like Forrest Gump when the braces come off. And he's running. It started slow, and then halfway through, he was like, "Oh God, I can do this! I can do this!"
That's funny.
Like there was a few of them that made me go, and like it takes a lot to get me like that. So yeah, like I'm looking forward to seeing that, man. That'll be good. So yeah,
you saw your internet out before it though, Fred.
Yeah, you might have to upgrade to the fucking fiber, lad.
Yeah, spend some money on broadband, you minge.
We'll start a crowdfunder for Freddie after this. Now, we are actually raising money for the Trussell Trust on this, though. There's a link below. If you've enjoyed this show and you're still working and you've got money, chuck some to the Trussell Trust. They're doing really amazing work feeding people who need it right now. So do that. And in a second, my comedy special will pop up in a little link on a card if you're watching this on Catch Up. So you can click that and enjoy an hour of very funny comedy. I'll be back here 4:20 tomorrow. Who have I got tomorrow? Steve Harris, Tom Horton, and Evan Demarest. That'll be a lot of fun. I'll be back every weekday, 4:20 here on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, like it. If you're listening to the podcast, give us a 5-star review, all that sort of shit. It's been great having you, lads. It's been a wonderful one. This has been Live La Vida Lockdown. We'll catch you again. See you later.
See you later, lads.